school can be a little scary, even for adults. I want to find out more about the teachers that have moved into Bramber.
Okay, hi, this is Sam interviewing Mr. Danny.
Hello, Sam. Thanks, firstly, for having me on your famous podcast, The Bramber Buzz. My name is Mr. Day, as you said, and I'm currently here as head teacher while Miss Scott is doing something with another school.
It still feels like you've been head teacher for forever now, doesn't it?
Well, yes.
At least for the time I've been here.
Mm.
Well, I've had less Mrs. Scott and more Mr. Day.
Right, so you're quite new to the school as well.
Yes.
We're like newbies together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I feel like I've been here a long time, actually. I feel I've got to know the pupils and all the staff really well over the last few weeks, and it's been really nice, a very welcoming community.
Okay, so what was your job before working here?
Well, I've come from St. Mary's Primary School, which is in Climping, where I'm the deputy head. So that was my job before I came here. Before that, I worked at the Chichester Free School, which is an all-through school, so it's primary and secondary, and I was doing a lot of sport there. Sport teaching, thanks.
I don't really know what a deputy head teacher is.
What a good question. It's sort of the person that does all the head teacher's job when head teacher doesn't want to do it. Yeah, when they're not around, yeah. And they're there to support the head teacher in making decisions and all those sorts of things.
Okay.
Like a right-hand man for them.
That sounds like an awesome job.
Yes, I very much enjoy it, actually. But I think I might be enjoying being head teacher here more. So there you go. You heard it here first on the Bramber Buzz.
So.
Next question.
Why did you choose Bramber?
Well, that's a tricky one, actually, because I didn't really choose.
I know, just basically a question for most other...
Oh, why would I choose Bramber? I sort of did choose Bramber, actually, because I didn't have to come here. But when I did, I came around for a tour, and just the atmosphere around the school was so lovely. All the classrooms were very calm and really supportive teaching staff, and I just thought this was a really nice place to come and work, so I said yes.
So, that does sound like a great reason. Also, I agree, this is one of the best schools I've been to so far, of the five schools I've been to.
Five schools.
Which is a lot, and it's something to say that you've been to five schools, and Bramber is my favourite, so that is something.
Do you know what? I worked in five schools, so there you go.
One similarity out of
matchy matchy.
Where did you come from?
Well, where did I go? Got my joke. What do you mean, Sam? Where did I come from?
I have no idea. Gracie made these questions.
So you've just thrown your podcast colleagues under the bus there, Sam. Well, I came from Windsor originally, around that sort of area where I grew up and went to school, and then I moved to Chichester for work in 2017, I think it was.
Yeah. I really hope that answers the question was supposed to be, right?
England. I came from England. I lived my whole life in England. I'm not like you. Where did you come from, Sam?
I was born in Brazil, went to Mexico, went to America, went to England. I've also been to Cuba and Miami, but this is not my interview.
But I, do you know what, Sam? I think that question is far more interesting to ask you than it is to ask me, because I'm very boring background. But you, Sam, you've had a very interesting journey.
I'm certain that even if it can sound boring, it's definitely more exciting once you actually, if you've actually lived through it, definitely. I mean, any life can be exciting.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Well, I think we've answered your next question, haven't we, already, really?
Well, yeah, technically, but I still got to ask it.
Because that's the format. Yeah. Okay, go on then.
Do you have any hobbies?
No, I haven't. Do I have any hobbies? Yes. I like Lego. If I've got, you know, an opportunity to play some Lego, build some sets, then I would. I like to play cricket in the summer. I'm a keen cricketer. Other hobbies revolve around my daughter now, really. I don't have too much free time, so I sort of have to do what she wants to do. I took her ice skating yesterday.
Ice skating, that is very fun.
Well, when you're 6'3", it's not particularly fun. So Bambi on ice.
I used to have skating lessons, and
was that in Brazil?
They went well for the first part, but, well, I kind of got bored later on, because, and also, I really, really hated going backwards on the ice skates. I could not do it, no matter how hard I tried. And another thing I had hard was standing up. I couldn't get off the ice.
Well, yeah, that is normally the first thing you try and do, isn't it, when you're learning to skate?
Well, yes.
Stay on your feet.
I still can't.
Oh, well, I blame your teacher. Those are my sort of hobbies involved. You know, teaching my daughter how to ride her bike now. That's the sort of thing I spend most of my time doing.
Do you know what?
I don't.
There's one thing I want to say. Do you know what that reminds me of?
No.
My mom, Vanessa, she used to be a teacher.
Of bicycles?
No.
Of ice skating?
A teacher.
School teacher?
School teacher. Okay. It's just that reminds me. You like hanging out with your daughter and you're in a... technically a school teacher?
Yeah.
Technically? And that just reminds me of that. Do you have any other jobs or are qualified to do anything else?
Do I have any other jobs? Not really. I don't really have time to hold down another job. But I am actually... I'm qualified in a few things. I'm a qualified... swim teacher. I'm a qualified rugby coach. And I'm also a qualified electrical home installer. I've got my I don't know, it's a very strange thing to have done. During COVID, I did it. I did a electrician's thing. So if you need a plug socket change, I can come round and do it if you want.
No medical degree?
No medical degree. I'm not qualified to remove any of your bones or segments of brain or anything like that. So
thank you for being here. And have a nice day again.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me on. There are times I felt like I was having you on the podcast, like you were the guest. But I had a great time. Thank you so much for interviewing me. And Sam, good luck with your with the Bramba Buzz.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason why you thought that I was the guest sometimes was because, you know, I kind of like a casual conversation more than an interview.
Yeah, I like the vibe. It was like back and forth, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So see you later.
See you later.
Welcome to the Bramba Buzz podcast. Right now I'm going to interview Miss Bennett here, who is right now Year 5's teacher. What was your job before working here?
So I'm actually still training to be a teacher. So I've just finished uni. So I've done my degree in psychology. And now I'm doing a postgraduate degree in teaching. So it's a thing after. But I have had a few different jobs working with children alongside it.
That sounds complicated.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Why did you choose Bramble?
Well, actually, my uni chose it for me because I live near. But I think I was very lucky with what they chose. Yeah.
Where did you come from?
So I go to Chichester Uni, but I live near Brighton. I was born in Horsham.
What do you think of Bramble?
I really like it. I think it's great. I love being at this school. I think you have lovely values. And all the teachers are lovely. All the students are lovely. I think it's a very, very lovely school.
Do you have any hobbies?
I do have some hobbies. I like to do Pilates. Do you know what Pilates is?
No.
Do you know what yoga is?
Yeah.
I'm a yoga teacher.
No way. It's just a little bit like yoga. I like doing that. And I know you do yoga, don't you?
Well, I used to.
Yeah. But you did do yoga with last term? Yeah. So I do things similar to that. Like do some drawing sometimes.
Do you teach the yoga or do you go to the thing?
I go to it.
Do you have any other jobs or are you qualified to do anything else?
At the moment I'm very busy, but I do sometimes tutor GCSE students in maths. So I do things like that. Or I work at kids clubs in the summer. But I'm a bit too busy for anything else other than that at the moment.
What do you like to do in your free time?
At the moment, I'm doing all my uni work, all my planning, but I also like spending time with my family and my friends, catching up with them, going into Brighton, seeing things in Brighton, things like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited. It's
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, this will be listened to about 200 people, hopefully.
Oh my goodness, that's so exciting. I like fish and chips. I like Christmas dinner. That's what I'm most excited for at the moment, is Christmas dinner.
What's your favourite lesson about teaching the Year 5s?
I like teaching Year 5s I like doing maths with you because it's always fun. But I also like teaching you some of the wider subjects. Like tomorrow I've got a really fun history lesson planned. And I think we'll all really enjoy that. So wait and see.
This is kind of linked to what you've just said, but back in like primary school or high school, what was your favourite lesson to do?
Ooh, that's a good question. I really liked English and I really liked drama and some creative subjects like that. But I also really liked maths.
I do drama lessons.
Did you?
Yeah, at my Saturday.
Nice.
Is there any tips you would send out to other teachers that are about to go into uni?
Ooh, very good question. I would say it's a lot of hard work, but it's definitely worth it. Very, very rewarding. And you just have to do it and take each day as it comes.
Thank you for coming to our interview here.
Yeah.
Hope you have a nice rest of the day.
You too. Thank you very much.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Welcome to the Bramble Buzz podcast, Miss Kieran. Today we are going to interview about your daily life and just a few questions.
Sounds good.
What was your job before working here?
So my official job title was Program Delivery Manager, or officer rather. What